Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, can you give me a chance on the 12 days of Twitchmas? Couple Karen complainers in the Twitch chat, unhappy that I'm giving away old jackets. Give me a break.
I liked it.
There's really good things coming. You got to listen next week. I mean, we're building to a crescendo on this.
$1,000 jacket? Who would be mad at
that?
Well,
yesterday wasn't old gifts.
No. I mean, how many people re-gift?
Well, I thought it was a little beneath you when you gave away that steak and cheese sub with extra butter.
Is that thing still in the freezer?
Yep. I think Jackson actually ate it.
You want to throw? He looks fine. Didn't affect him at all.
No.
I saw him on the podcast yesterday, the post-show podcast with you and Santo.
Yes, we had a nice little chat. It was the first time that Santo and Jackson conversed.
Do we have the audio of him asking you and Santo if you have pet names for each other? And why did he come up with that? Do people have pet names for their significant other? Is that like a thing?
I wouldn't call it like a pet name. It just says you call somebody something one time, it sticks, and, you know, it continues.
Yeah. Chime, see if you can find that. This is Al from Everett. Hello, Al.
All right, how are you guys?
What's up?
So Wiggs, you remember a few weeks ago, I know you're going to remember, I asked you a question after the Bears game, the very next morning. I don't wait 3 weeks and figure it out on my own. I asked you a question. You've been in the NFL. You won Super Bowls. Have you ever seen a quarterback pulled in the first quarter on national television? Ever pulled in the first quarter? Not being hurt. You said no, right?
No.
Never. Okay. What he did to that kid, I told you that night, is irreversible. Changing the offense, we've all talked about it now, all that stuff. It's a disgrace. I've been telling you for 20 years. And Chris Curtis, you hung up with me last time, and after I'm off the air, you make up lies and say I don't call after losses, after wins. I've called Super Bowl after Super Bowl all these years and got laughed at for saying what I've been saying. And I'll tell you right now, you mentioned Portsmouth. You want to have callers? Give me 15 minutes. I'm challenging Chris Curtis. Give me 15 minutes with Chris Curtis or up at Portsmouth. And I'll make mincemeat out of you, buddy.
Okay,
I'll
just have a quick question for you, Alan. You know I love you. We disagree. It's okay. Get your breath
That's
up.
All right. I'm
worried.
I know.
Al, you just said something. I'm replying to what you said.
I give you credit for being one of the only ones out there telling it like it is 20 years after me. Go
okay,
ahead.
My question to you is simple. How can you say that Bill Parcells is a better coach than Bill Belichick when Parcells hasn't won a damn thing without Belichick?
Well, guess what? That's right on cue. That's exactly what I want you to give me 15 minutes with you there. We can't do it a minute. Everything you said about how about Belichick's defensive game plan, I can even debunk that you said was all him. He was the big guy. It's all I need. A little test, and I'll just dunk everything. It's all I need. And that's a challenge.
All right, we'll do it. I'd be happy to.
Let him speak. Let him have a breath. I'm actually worried.
I just dropped the treadmill, guys. Hey, you said you wanted callers on the air. What's funny, Chris, you say one-trick pony. Yeah, you guys will take calls from all these Johnny-come-latelys now saying, oh, I don't think Bill Belichick is who he thought it was. But the lone voice in the wilderness, the lone voice in the wilderness for 20 years, you don't want me on now that I can finally prove my point.
Al,
how does that make any sense?
I just said, let's have you up there. I'm all for it. Come on. 15 minutes.
I called after two wins against the Jets and the Colts, and you didn't put me on. So don't say I don't call.
I have nothing to do with who goes on the radio, Al. It is not my decision.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I called.
Al, any interest in buying a slightly used Peloton?
See?
Hey, by the way, Craig,
yeah.
the Wall of Sound, the greatest Christmas songs ever by Spector. All that
I agree
stuff.
With
now,
you.
Lee Love,
I agree with
the
you.
The best Christmas songs.
Not really, Phil Spector, not a person you want to be with late night when he gets the gun out, but fantastic producer. Fantastic.
I would say this about Alan. I get caught in such a hard place when you talk about Parcells and Belichick, because I played for both of them. And sometimes, you know, I still think Belichick's the greatest of all time, but I think I can maybe see Al's point of, like, arguing the success that Parcells was able to have without the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And maybe that's kind of what he's saying.
Well, listen.
And then he took the Cowboys. I mean, I know they didn't win a Super Bowl, but he was successful with them. He was successful with the Jets.
I think that based on the poll, based on the calls this morning, there's a moment going mm-hmm. on in which I think people are questioning Bill Belichick.
There's no more in Bill we trust. That's gone. And honestly, there's no more Patriot way. That's gone too. I think that's been gone since Brady left.
The yep. Bill we trust.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you look back on
So you're talking about Kendrick Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not the Patriot way.
Mac Jones yelling at when Tom Brady used to yell at guys or yell at Josh McDaniels, didn't everybody say that they liked that about Tom Brady?
He did that at the end, though.
And yeah, he had like six Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
I was told that the Patriots just had a different attention to detail and no days off. And yet this offseason, it rained and they canceled practice. They canceled OTAs. Bill Belichick went to one pro day last year. This has been a total... Just the whole thing's devolved to a point where it's almost unrecognizable. See, I was an idiot yesterday. Well, every day. But I was specifically idiotic yesterday because I couldn't fathom Bill Belichick on national TV going up against a team who had gone consecutive games without a single punt that they would have a dud last night. I couldn't. And watching it was stunning to me. It shouldn't have been, but I was shocked.
And I think it's unrecognizable because... Bill is still trying to coach a different style, and Matt Light talked about it, a different type of football in a different era, right? So you have to welcome the attitude of, and I don't want to say a diva attitude, but a social media type of football player today. Hey, look at me. Here's my brand. Here's what I'm trying to do.
OBJ or
whatever the player may be. What, you know, Mac Jones is trademarking Mac 10 or whatever. And so Bill has to kind of be able to walk in that world and coach in that world of maybe I'm going to need some of these players. I'm going to need the guys that are elite superstars that have these personas about them.
Yeah, but he took Cam Newton, and Cam Newton is kind of a flashy social media
right,
look
Cam
at me
Newton
guy.
Wasn't the Cam Newton.
No, but personality-wise, he was.
Like,
his personality didn't change even though his play went down.
No, but see, I'm saying the play is still at the highest level, and then the personality is at that, like a Stephon Diggs.
I know, but I'm saying... His play was not at his highest level, and Bill still took him with that personality. So Bill should be able to take a player that has that same type of flashy personality as Cam when you add right. in the fact that they're a great player,
but
too.
But Cam's personality was different because he wasn't successful like he used to be. He wasn't the Cam Newton skill set. If you got to go out and get like a player that has that skill set and like a Steph Diggs or... you know, like Jamar Chase, somebody who's so gifted, but they might have this personality about them. Is Bill getting those guys to say, okay, I know it's got to be about the player's talent.
But in my mind, his biggest mistake going into this season was not Mac Jones. It wasn't the offensive line. It wasn't the talent around, the weapons around Mac Jones. His biggest mistake was Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
And that's
a mistake made out of hubris.
Yes.
That's a mistake that is, I've done this for 20 years, and doesn't matter what it is, I'm going to manage it and be able to make it work. And it clearly does not work.
And isn't that the worst kind of mistake, Greg? Because it's nothing to do with the salary cap. It has nothing to do with anything that's outside of your control. You gave yourself a disadvantage from the beginning based on nothing else other than you don't want to be challenged. Or you don't want the work of having to possibly replace someone if they're really successful. Like, how great would it have been if Bill O'Brien came, had a great year, and left, and now Mac Jones is coming off of another good year where he's growing and in the right direction.
But I would even, whatever it is, Curtis, you know, maybe it's the money, maybe it's we don't want to put a title on somebody, you know, the other teams.
It's all about power.
Other teams are, but it's about the mindset that you are good enough to do everything and that you'll be able to handle it. And it's unfortunate because the guy is great. He is.
But he can't change, Greg. See, it goes back to being able to change. It has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with somebody going back and forth with him. It's like Charlie Weiss had said, Bill going out and getting a talented young offensive coordinator that might be whoever we talked about, whether it's the Zach Taylors or the Mike McDaniels, that is somebody on somebody else's
Nick
coach.
Nick Cayley, who you prevented from being the coordinator of the Raiders.
Nick Cayley is going, okay, I am going to put this guy in a position where I trust him, right? And he's not doing that because he's always been, you got to earn your stripes, you got to climb up the ladder, and you got to be one of my guys. And that's the old school way of his that's worked for him, but he can't evolve into this new school of, you know what, Bill, you might have to get one of those guys. Like, why isn't Nick Cayley the guy?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stay in-house, okay, stay in-house with him. You think we'd be tripping?
No. Here's John from Gardner. John, what's up?
Good morning, good folks. You know, I never really considered before something about last night hit me about Bill, that it is probably time for him to go. And especially, I don't usually watch the post-game thing, but I happened to last night. I was having trouble getting to sleep. Something about just something hit me last night. We can never forget that Bill was the coach that developed Tom Brady, and I think he had more to do with it than some of the offensive guys along the line. But by the same token, as you guys, he's stubborn and he won't change. Last night, they were a dead-ass team as well as a sloppy and inefficient team. And Wino, for an example, who I thought has been the best, steadiest lineman all year, did you see a couple of those scrambles? He could have blocked the guy one time. He just kind of waved at him. They had lost the desire or the mojo or something.
Yeah.
And Brown.
I mean, you have if you have a locker room where there's an issue, and there clearly is, and then you add Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and whatever they bring into that mix. I mean, how many football games are you winning rest of the way home here?
They got five left.
I have two.
So you have two. So you think they're going to win back-to-back on the road, Arizona and the Raiders?
I think they definitely beat the Raiders.
It's December 2nd, and here are the quarterbacks, just as a refresher, they have beaten. Mitchell Trubisky, Jared Goff, Jacoby Brissett, Zach Wilson, Sam Ehlinger, and Zach Wilson again. This defense may have been the most overrated in the NFL when you consider how they've looked against representative offenses.
And that
I thought they looked pretty good against Josh Allen last night.
They could have put up
the
40.
Bills controlled that game as much as they want. By
running the football.
Because they were just bleeding the clock. They knew they didn't need to score.
How many third downs did they complete yesterday? Third and two. They weren't even close.
I think they were maybe 9 of 17.
I mean, over 50% on
third
down.
The Bills were 9 of 15.
9 of 15.
Listening to him last night, though, that caller was right. If you watched him post-game, his tone was different. Maybe he's coming to the end.
Earlier.
I know. Yeah. Maybe he's coming to the end. It can't be that fun for him.
I mean, 17 points.
How old is he?
He's 69. 17 points through three quarters for your defense?
I mean, he's going to be miserable Monday
morning. That's pretty
morning.
Good.
What time is he on Monday morning? 7:30?
7:30. Yeah. Wiggy, I don't know how you watch that game. The offense did whatever it wanted, whenever it wanted.
No, listen, the defense was putting pressure on Josh Allen.
Putting pressure on, but he was good enough to make things happen.
Okay, but they had
Patriots got a lead. Immediately they gave up a touchdown.
They had a couple interceptions that they dropped. Yes, they weren't great.
That's a good thing?
I'm not saying they weren't great, but you hold the Buffalo Bills to 17 points. Points through three quarters, your offense can't do anything.
To be fair, they had 17 points in the first half. So you just had, they had a bad third quarter.
They punted three times. 17 to hold the Buffalo Bills to 17 points, even in the first half, is still a pretty good thing.
I give the offense a C minus. I mean, the defense a C minus.
Okay, if you want to give them C minus, that's fine. But I give the offense an absolute fat ass F.
Me too.
You know, so when you look
and coming off, I mean, I'm guilty of thinking that they were in stride last week.
I told you. Let's see how they look against Buffalo. Let's see how they look. Can they do this back to back? And excuse me. And I said, I don't think the defense was great, but you can't tell me 24 points. The Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, I know.
And a couple interceptions that they did drop.
It was just,
fumble.
But in my mind, I'm like, all right, that offense is coming along. They look good. It's like the illusion of Spanx.
Mm.
Right. You know what I mean? Like when the clothes come off and you see the Spanx there. It's like
it's a mirage.
Yes.
But they work. Every time.
No, they work once.
That's it.
Men forget so quickly.
No, they don't. When they take the Spanx off. It's like, oh. No, don't. They don't forget. Yeah. It's the one time, right. But that's the deep. Where was Hunter Henry? Where was Hunter Henry?
All right. We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Tufts Health Plan. If you're a woman out there and wear Spanx and now you're worried that Greg just said that, switch to Skims. Skims look sexy even when the clothes come off.
Is that the Kardashian things? But they don't even fit the big girls, though.
Yes, they do.
Do they make Spanx for men?
That's an interesting
point.
Yeah,
they do.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, no, they do.
They do?
Yeah, they make like these t-shirts you can put on. They're kind of the Spanx material.
Oh, okay.
I always wonder, like, when you put the Spanx on, where does the fat go?
Just gets sucked up.
Compresses.
It gets compressed in?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Anyway, 24 to 10 bad guys last
night. I really
feel
like we accomplished something. Right
yeah.
There.
Your final from Gillette. Monday, we'll talk to Bill Belichick at, what did you say, 7:30?
Yes, 7:30.
7:30. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason at 9. The Celtics, they play tonight, taking on the Heat for the second of a back-to-back with Miami at home. Tip at 7:30. Jimmy Butler is expected to play. He took to Instagram to say, Boston, I'm on the way. Go Heat. And quick plug, Team USA in the Netherlands face off tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the round of 16 of the World Cup. Shime will be all excited about that. We'll talk with Nick Kostos coming up about, and are you going to hammer the Shime?
Oh, yeah, and we'll talk about it with Kostos. For
all sure. Right, awesome. And that was brought to you by Tufts Health Plan. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
38 degrees in Boston right now, and if you are doing anything in the city of Boston, I would get it done before noon as the president and the royal family are here, and it's going to be a traffic nightmare downtown.
Was the president coming here to meet with the two royals?
Yes.
They say the president's here, too?
Yeah, yep. That's going to be a nightmare.
Is there anything else going on? Anything of a higher import than meeting with these two dopes?
Bigger import than our seawall? I mean,
that's a freestanding organic seawall.
I think Billie Eilish is in town too. She's going to the Earth Shop thing.
All right. And where is this Earth Shop? Because I'll be in Boston tonight, so I got.
Oh, good luck.
I think it's going to be by UMass Boston.
No, event is. I believe the event when they give the prizes out, it's at the MGM, the new MGM at Fenway. I think that's where it is. So stay away from
there.
Okay,
I'm not going to be over there.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're
Curtis, did you give us the weather already?
I did, but if you weren't listening, 38 degrees outside. It's going to be a lovely day.
But 60 tomorrow.
Unfortunately, the globe has warmed, and tomorrow will be near 60 degrees downtown on December the 3rd.
Okay. Ooh, Shailene Woodley going to be in town, too. Aaron Rodgers' ex.
And if I may, tomorrow, happy birthday to my mom's 70th birthday.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Happy birthday. This is Curtis.
38 years with me. Talk about a rough penalty.
All right. We will hammer the Shime for this weekend's game with Nick Kostos coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Kendrick Bourne, Wiggy has an issue with Kendrick Bourne speaking like that last night.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically throwing your O-line under the bus. You know, you don't have the time and your quarterback's running around. I mean, how would you feel if the O-line said, hey, man, we're giving Mac all day. How about you guys get open? You know, you don't do that. If you're upset about, you know, the play calling or, you know, the way that maybe they're not, you're running routes and as soon as you come out, the quarterback's running for his life. If those are things that you keep in-house, and the fact that Bill Belichick is hearing this from his team publicly, because he'll hear those things, he now knows that his locker room is in disarray. And if they're talking about Kendrick Bourne talking about the offensive line like that, what do you think the defense looks at the offense and goes,
yeah.
Really?
What's the defense saying?
24 points?
And it wasn't just Kendrick Bourne. Phil Perry just released a full article with all the different quotes from the offense and players on the team talking about the offense. Devontae Parker said that he wished that they went deep more. One player called the offense timid.
Who?
It says one player.
One player called the offense timid.
Right.
Ooh.
This is what happens when you don't have a guy that the players look up to, that buys into the system. Bill is a difficult guy to work for, but you are able to do it when you have Willie McGinnis, Ty Law, Tom Brady, Mike Vrabel, Teddy Bruschi, you know, up and down the roster. You can't do it when your rookie second-year quarterback is not bought in because of the coordinator you hired.
And to kind of jump on Curtis's bandwagon a little bit, and it's hard when you don't respect the offensive coordinator because this is his first time coaching offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's Steve from New Hampshire. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, Joe. Hey. I think everyone's failing to recognize the fact that Mac Jones is very aware of his image and how he says things. This is a guy that said to the MFers last year that his favorite Christmas gift was a flashlight. And then he acts like this on the sideline. That's got to be more telling than anything, the dysfunction between him and Patricia.
So Mac Jones yelling at Matt Patricia, in your mind, is the most telling thing, more so than Kendrick Bourne or others critiquing the offense?
Yes, that public showing of emotion that Mac has never shown anywhere. He's the poster child of the Patriot Way PR system.
Yeah.
And then he does that.
Right. It's like Christmas when your uncle drunkenly says the thing he's really on his mind, but nobody was ready to hear.
Yeah.
And how do you think, Bill, how do you think the conversations are in the coaches' meeting?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Because players, they do their talking, but you got to be careful in the locker room because coaches tend to walk in every now and then. And as a player, it's like, wait a second, stay the hell out of here. This is our locker room. Go upstairs into your coaches' meetings. So what do you think Matt Patricia's saying in the offensive coaching meeting when he sees his quarterback basically, you know,
ripping him a new one?
And he's
on
like
national TV.
And he's like, wait a second, dude. How the hell are you ripping me? You haven't even earned any stripes yet to rip me like that. It's one thing when Brady does it or Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. I saw Patrick Mahomes yelling at Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid had to step in. It's one thing when
it's wild that Mac Jones did that last night.
And right. This does coincide with Mac Jones having the Mac 10 as a patent. He trademarked his name. He's in every commercial you watch during these games. Don't tell me that doesn't irk the Patriot way that Belichick's trying to create.
Of course it does. And Mac just doesn't give an F anymore. That was the final straw for him last night, especially when you see what they've done to Kendrick Bourne, one of your guys, after he mouthed off to Matt Patricia. Wouldn't you think if you was like, oh, well, Bill's blackballed him. I don't want to get on that side.
You don't think Matt Patricia's telling Joe Judge, man, I wish we could really play Zappy.
Oh, yes.
Well, back to that again.
Yeah, I bet they're telling him, you know, even though Bill might be the decision maker saying play Mac, you don't think they're like, oh, man, at least Zappy keeps his mouth shut.
And a great point by Doc Joe P in the Twitch chat. We need to trademark crap 10 because that's more like it.
All right. Joining us now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app and make sure that you listen to the You Better You Bet podcast. For more of Nick's analysis, search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. And Nick is brought to you this week by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey, joins us on the Harbor One hotline. And Nick, good morning. Not very good here, but good morning to you.
Yeah, great morning. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm looking at like the quotes from last night. Like, I might be the only guy still on Mac Jones Island here. I still think Mac is good.
I do too. I mean, I don't think they gave. I don't think this season, unfortunately, you can't determine what he is or isn't because they didn't give him a fair shake.
He wasn't the future at the start of the show.
Right. Because Curtis, I think that he's been mentally damaged.
So then that means how
do you come back from that? How do you come back from this?
You work with me every day. I'm as mentally damaged as they come.
You and Nick on that same drink, that Mac Jones drink.
But the Bourne quote that you guys referenced here, he's blasting the play calling. He goes, we need to get the ball down the field. Also, the offensive line's not protecting Mac. So it's like, it's this big mess. And also, like, the receivers aren't good. Like, he's not good. Like, he's fine. He's also not great. He's not Gabe Davis. He's not Stephon Diggs. He's not Isaiah McKenzie. He's worse than all of Buffalo's top three receivers and maybe the rookie Khalil Shakir. So it's like, okay, like, sure, like, the play calling could be better. Also, the offensive line doesn't protect and you have no speed on offense. Good luck. Good luck,
it's
right?
It's a disaster.
It's bad. It's bad. I think Mac is, this is just my opinion. I could be wrong. I think I'm right. I think Mac is, like, the least of the problems. Like, you've got a quarterback, you've got a stud, Ramondre's amazing, you need better protection, you have to get some speed on offense. Maybe it's Thornton and Marcus Jones, and, like, those are your guys. I don't know, like, you can't win in the NFL if, like, these are going to be your receivers. You have no speed. You have no guys that can win.
And the play caller shouldn't be on, like, shouldn't be calling the... what aisle something's at Walmart.
Like, yeah, man, I wanted to drink Clorox last year watching Joe Judge coach my favorite team, and now he's, like, running the offense for you. Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad. And when you don't play Zach Wilson or Sam Ellinger, like, this is what happens, I guess, right?
Yeah. All right, well...
At least you got 15 Super Bowls with Tom Brady, though, so it's all good.
All right, Nick Scheim, let's go at it here. Scheim, you want to start? What are you hammering this weekend?
So Nick, I want to actually start with the Miami Dolphins 49ers game because this slate of games this weekend is freaking awesome. There's so many good matchups across the board. The one in particular that we want to watch here, especially because of the Dolphins, and I think it's two of the better teams in football right now. Dolphins are currently 4-point underdogs at the San Francisco 49ers. I love the over in this game at 46.5. I just think Dolphins games in general, you just want to lean over just because of how high-powered this offense is. And it's really that first half that I want to focus on because... D'Amico Ryans has been one of the best second half adjustment D coordinators in all of football.
Stud.
Him and Luan Irumo in Cincinnati. So I think Miami can score a lot early, and then the 49ers might kind of battle back late and maybe end up winning this game. So I love the over 46.5. What are your thoughts on Miami and San Fran?
Yeah, so the Irumo point is a great one, by the way, with Cincinnati. Look at what he did in the second half of and overtime of the two meetings last year against the Chiefs. Maybe we could talk about that with the Bengals-Chiefs game coming up. I like your look on the over. That's what I would play if I had to bet the total. I took 3.5 with Miami, so right now I have the worst of the number because it's 4. There's legitimate split action on this game. Some people I respect like Miami, some people I respect like San Francisco. I think the health of Dolphins left tackle Teron Armstead might play a big role in this game with Nick Bosa and company rushing the passer. Eric Armstead's going to be back for San Francisco, but ultimately, I think the point spread of this game should be 3, and it's over 3 right now, and I know Mike McDaniel is like the understudy, but Kyle Shanahan is one of these coaches we talk about that sits up at night fantasizing about sending out the punter and Robbie Gould, and Mike Mike McDaniel's going to go for it. And as a bettor, I'd rather put my money on someone like that, especially as an underdog. I'll take the Miami Dolphins here plus the points.
So you mentioned we mentioned Luan Romo and the Bengals. Let's look at the Chiefs and the Bengals game here. Again, another massive game in the 425 slate. Chiefs currently 1.5-point favorites at the Bengals. I don't know about you, but whenever Patrick Mahomes is under a 3-point favorite, I want to take Patrick Mahomes. So what are your thoughts here on Chiefs and Bengals?
Yeah, I think the points, I'm not going to give you a lot here. I think the point spread is correct. I bet 3 with Cincinnati on Sunday night. I think Kansas City should be favored. I don't think they should be a 3-point favorite. They're a 2-point favorite. I think it's fine. If the number for any reason ever went back up to 3, I would look to bet Cincinnati again. Just watch out for Joe Mixon, who's practicing right now, but has not cleared concussion protocol yet, is expected to play, but if he doesn't, obviously a downgrade for the Cincinnati offense. So Bengals plus 3 would be my bet. At the current number, nothing for me in this game.
What else you like, Nick?
I love the Steelers on Sunday. They are 1-point road favorites in Atlanta. I don't think the market's kind of caught up to like this version of the Steelers here. Like, you can't overstate how important it is to have TJ Watt on the field, and it sounds like a really obvious comment, like, duh. He's like maybe the best defensive player in the league, not named Micah Parsons. Of course you want him out there. Without him, they're like a bottom 7 defense, and with him, they're like a top 7 defense. The Steelers have the better head coach and the better quarterback in the game. I'm a big Kenny Pickett stan. Reminds me of a young Eli Manning. I like the Steelers to go on the road and beat the Atlanta Falcons. Give me the Steelers minus 1 in Atlanta. I'll give you one other here, and if you guys like, I have some teasers we can talk about as well. Well, two others quickly. Giants plus 2.5 against Washington. I think the Giants are going to win the game. The Giants are also like the best teaser leg of the season, up to plus 8.5. And I'll give you some more New York flavor here. What it do, baby? The Iceman Mike White got his mouth looking something like a disco ball. Going to carve up the Vikings like Mac Jones did on Thanksgiving night. I think the Jets are going to beat the Vikings by 10 points. So I'm not generally prone to hot takery, but I'll give you that hot take here. I think the Jets thump the Vikings in this game. If you'd like, take the plus 3. I think the Jets are going to win the game. You can get them plus 130 on the money line.
Wow. Now, Nick, Curtis and I were debating laying it all on Argentina to win the whole thing.
See.
Where do you stand on that?
I'm just going to let you guys know right now, this is a dangerous question that you've asked, because I am going to give you like a really unbelievable answer, and like I don't know if anyone cares, but I'll give it to you if you want.
Peligro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's going to be a great answer. Okay, with the way that the bracket is shaking out, there's a left side of the bracket and a right side of the bracket, right? Depending on who wins the group and who comes in second, right? So on the left side of the bracket right now, Argentina, by virtue of winning its group with the win over Poland the other day, has an unbelievably easy quarter, like road to the semifinal, where they will play Australia, where they are like a virtual lock to win. Australia is the worst team that's advanced. And then they would play the United States or the Netherlands. And like, yes, like we would all want the United States to win. Argentina will beat either of those teams. And on the bottom side of that bracket, on the Argentina side, will be Brazil. And by virtue of some of the results that we saw yesterday, Brazil's road is also going to be pretty easy. So I think we're looking at an Argentina-Brazil semifinal. Now, we don't know if Neymar is going to be good to play. He's right. Brazil's best player, really important. I think Argentina's got like a great road to the final here. Same. And on the right side of the bracket, it's all great European teams. Likely to be England, France, Spain, Portugal in the quarterfinals on the right side of the bracket. I like the Argentina play. They would be my pick to win the tournament as well.
Same.
Yeah. I'm with you on Neymar. He's
huge
key.
Huge soccer guy over here. Same. Okay.
So, Messi's Argentina, right?
Do you regret asking the question now?
I thought that was insightful.
No, never.
A lot of information.
Yes, Messi is Argentina.
Okay.
And like my mom was born in Uruguay, and I feel like I'm supposed to hate Messi, but I really like him. So, and
he's
I
awesome.
Bet on him.
Are you investing at all in Team USA? That has to be asked.
Once we find out that Pulisic is going to play, I actually like the over in the game, and it's at plus money right now.
Is it zero?
No, they'll definitely the Netherlands are like a high-flying team. Like, they are going to score goals, and they will probably allow goals as well.
Them and Ghana.
I actually think like this is a good opponent for the United States. Like, it's a good team, but they're not a great team, and the defense is shaky. So I think we might get some goals scored tomorrow. I actually think like this was a semi-advantageous draw for the United States. Not that they're definitely going to win, but if like you play Argentina, France, or like, you're not going to win. Like, they can beat the Netherlands and potentially advance on, where they would get thumped by Argentina, but it would be fun to watch that game.
Nick, as always, a pleasure. What do you wish us before we go?
Minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And also, I like all you guys. I hope you guys all have a great weekend.
Oh,
we like right you too, brother.
Except for Curtis. I hope he has a terrible weekend.
That really hurt.
Smoked it.
All right. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And Nick, also brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it does it on the Christmas rejoins chime, like every single rejoin. You're
correct.
What's your strategy? 30%, 40% going forward? Two a day, three a day, something like that?
Yeah, you don't want to
overdo Christmas.
Exactly. And then we're going to do like two a day basically up until the week leading into Christmas, and then they will be all day, every day for that 1 week.
All right. And you're taking requests?
Yes, absolutely. Always send them Instagram DMs, Twitter DMs. Yeah, you can DM me on Twitch as well. I take a peek at that.
Okay. This is John from Milton. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on?
Nothing. I try and listen every morning, but to be honest, sometimes I've got to turn away because it's just nonstop Patriot complaining when we have two of the best teams in this town, and they're never spoken about.
First of all, very little
do we speak about the Bruins or the Celtics.
Did you listen to the show yesterday? I mean, we spent 20.
Matt Patricia.
What's that?
It's always complaining about Matt Patricia.
Well, on the day after, John. On the day after a disaster like last night, yes, that's what it is.
Yeah,
we spent 20 minutes with Mike Milbury talking about the incredible Boston Bruins
yesterday, and it was great. Yeah. But how much have we spoken today about the Celtics or the Bruins?
What's to talk about when a team does nothing but win? In all sincerity.
Well, you guys,
Jason Tatum MVP.
Oh, that's a riveting conversation. I'm serious. I hate when people call in and complain about what we don't talk about instead of talking about the subject they want us to talk about. It shows you it's not that great of a talker if you really want to talk about it and your only thought about it is that we're not talking about it.
Well, a little constructive criticism.
Yeah.
The games get 10 to 20 times the audience with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm on the Jason Tatum MVP talk all day long, John.
That's really exciting. When ratings will be through the roof.
Tired
of talking
Brady.
You think he's an MVP? Yeah. What about you? Oh, yeah, I do.
I think he might even be better than Bird one day.
Who's the least valuable player?
Did you just say that?
He was the monthly player, the player of the month, right?
Yeah, I think. What was the monthly player of the month?
Yeah, monthly player of the month.
I saw they put up a stat. I think he's like
third.
Did you guys see the pick and roll?
He's the third to get the most player of the month.
And then he's like the fastest to like 100 three-pointers or something like that.
This is Phil from Maine. Hello, Phil.
Larry who?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking last night after we got our ass kicked as well. Thank God we got Al Horford to sign an extension on his contract in Boston. Yeah. Thank God that, you know, Marshall is lighting it up. I can sleep well tonight. I got to tell you, I know I'm not Mr. Kraft or anything. How in the hell can you sit here and watch this team and be like, yep, that's exactly what our franchise represents? The history of this dynasty is the laughing stock of the NFL now because we got a head coach that should be out the door just like the rest of his coaching staff. I don't want to hear any more excuses. He's the reason why we don't have a fast set of receivers. We're inept in receiving. Our talent isn't performing. I think we got some issues in the locker room now. I do not blame Mac Jones. I think he's, you know, now I don't blame him. He should feel the way he feels. You're telling me you believe an offensive coordinator, play caller, that has never done that job in his life, and you put him in there to do it, but you believe in him more than you do your own quarterback to throw down the field.
Hey, and listen, I'm one of the jackasses who thought it would work. I thought Bill could make it work because I thought the guy walked on water.
You know what? But I'd ask Phil this question. You talk about the coaches and the elite wide receivers and all these other things. Is it because Bill doesn't want to bring these guys in? Or is it because Robert says you're not spending that amount of money? The same way we criticize John Henry because we think that Heim Bloom's way of doing things is because John Henry wants to do it. Wasn't he not in on Chase Claypool? What, there were rumors that he was in on A.J. Brown.
There's always rumors the Patriots are in on everybody because it's good for them.
But maybe Kraft is saying, I'm not spending that kind of money. Didn't he say, Kraft a couple years ago, say, I'm not spending that type of money on a quarterback where I'm going to have 20% of the cap tied in on one guy? So is it Bill doesn't want it, or is it that the owner saying, hey, here's how much you got in your budget. Figure it out.
But who did Ty Law say, pay me my MFing money?
Right, but...
Who did he say?
But where's that come from?
He said it to Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, but who...
And he, about Kraft.
And Bill could use draft picks to get these guys, Wiggy, but he can't.
Well, but who is the guy that writes the check or signs the check?
Kraft.
Okay, so maybe the budget that he's giving Bill is like, hey, listen, Bill, you're not spending money. You're not doing it. And so now he doesn't go out and get an A.J. Brown or be a real competitor for A.J. Brown because he knows he can't sign him to an or a Deebo Samuel. I'm not saying that it's Kraft, but I'd like to know if Robert's saying, you got an endless budget, Bill. Go ahead and get this team back to the top.
No. You know what they say, if walls could talk.
I think Dale wrote a book about that.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a great one.
Speaking of Dale...
What?
Well, did you find him
today? Yeah, I found Dale the Elf. All right. Dale the Elf is over on the Christmas tree, like hanging
Dale
out.
Here.
Dale is sitting on a branch on the Christmas tree. So I found Dale the Elf. We'll see where Dale the Elf ends up on Monday morning when
he's got toilet paper in his hand.
All right, go USA. 10 a.m. tomorrow, Shime, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ken and Curtis show, 9 tomorrow?
9 o'clock. Boy, Ken Laird been wrong about everything. It'll be a fun morning.
Is Ken actually working tomorrow?
He'll be here, I guess. Okay. I mean, I have to check with promotions.
When are you just going to change it to the Curtis show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously outgrown him, but, you know, he's a nice guy.
The whole station, it's just me, Curtis Station.
I mean,
WWCURT.
I think it would really be a big listenership among the miserable.
Okay. All right. Well,
have a good weekend.
We still got the Bruins and the Celtics.
Yep.
That's it.
And you can get your frustration out all day. Gresham Kiefer next. Christian Lou Mego this afternoon. We'll be back on Monday with Bill Belichick at 7:30. Boomer Esiason at 9:00. And the 12 days of Twitchmas continues at 8:45 on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Be safe.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching the show on Twitch.
I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.